And tonight, that his father's an unwelcome speaker, Shmuel Shmuel Eliezer. Rabbi Kitani tells the Archives this week that he's David, Moshe Rav Yitzchak. So we learn tonight in honor of the Kavod in Hashem. The Gemara says that it's considered a big Kavod. So you have Mitzvah to learn and dedicate to learning to his marriage. Not to make a joke, but I had years ago when they killed Martin Luther King. So on the first website, they closed all the schools in New York City. It should be that they're still closed.
They'll do
again. Yes. And Sheen University, they couldn't close the school because we give up every other day Dr. Lunsif and Kalanoi, the Yom HaSmos and Yom Yishalayim, and we couldn't give up school. So Dr. Duncan was afraid. He was so long. Dr. Duncan was afraid to smash the windows and he couldn't know what to do. So he told me they should put up a sign downstairs in the lobby of the building. And in accordance with Jewish tradition, all the studies today are dedicated in the area of Dr. Martin Luther King. That's the Jewish tradition. No, Okay, last week we started the parak on Yud Zayin on the base. We went quickly. Let's start again. Mishnah Meitah Mutar L'Panos. It's a relative, a person died, and the relative is sitting right there in front of the mace. That's a simple literal translation. So it says, Tata Mikriyash Maminat, Silam Komitsus Amunat Bater. The Mishnah sounds like he's Tata, but says it's from the Mishami that is forbidden. He's not just a Silam, not just a Tour, he's forbidden. What kind of a Nisa? A Nisa to do with only, so it says it, we want to take this, Dibam Matko Tata Mikriyash Maminat, but it's what a Mishami. That is going up in the process. Yom Shatarishit Bachan, or Yom Shatarishit Damesim. He's like, no, Joshua. So on the bottom of the Yeriday, the Tishchit Shuba quotes in Hilchot Zavim, and said, tell me Asmachta Midirabon. It's not a real thing there, right? Actually, I have Asmachta Midirabon, but I'm telling you, I have to do all the mitzvahs, Midirabon, and the forbidders of fulfilling the mitzvahs of the Yentish, Sheva Atasha. That's exactly what Mor says. He knows that the Yibam is not static, and Yesh Kerach Yerach HaKamim, Vakka Dornan, and the Sheva Atasha. Just like the Chachamim say, he from blowing Shaitan Rosh Hashanah, called the Shabbat. And they forbid us from shaking the bull of one foot to close out on Shabbat, even though it's a mitzvah in our favor. The evil also, they forbid the oymen, the Misha makes a mitzvah upon us, they forbid him from fulfilling mitzvah. You should quote the Shomei, you should quote the Shomei. To demonstrate to you that feels so bad. It's hard to stress about the Syria, it's not covered up here, the person dies. All that cost me out, maybe some or late someone dies, who represented Mrs. Mikey, says, no, no one takes it to heart, it doesn't mean anything. Like the dogs die, the rats that die in New York City, the mice that die, so no one cares, the animals die in the general, no one cares. So when human beings die, you shouldn't care. So if you quote it on me, someone has to demonstrate something. So when the Rabbanan, they said that he shouldn't be Isaac in this, he's forbidden to do anything. So the Gemara first started off, this is the first piece of the Mori Bible. Mishan Eitz Mutalafana means that if the relative is Mamish Mutalafana in his presence, what if it's not Mutalafana? What if he's in another city? Or what if he's in the same city, he's in hospitals, and they take him whatever to the funeral home? It's not Mutalafana. The Gemara was Mazayik. Mutalafana, and Shem Mutalafana is lower, and then we must make that cash. The Gemara finally gave two answers. I'm not talking to my master upon over here. A prophet claims that an army, the only time it's fought in the colonies is if it's literally moved to the corner. That's on the 10th line from the top of you, Chesim Nav. And Rav Ashi, we talk like the Moskona. Rav Ashi, I'm not like our prophet. Moskona is the king, she moved to Olam. And the Kavro can move to the corner of the army. If he has the obligation to bury, to be the top of any glory, he's not incredible. He has the obligation, that's called, he should make the move to the corner. That's what the expression means. So what exactly is our law? The Pharisee says he's forbidden from doing any mitzvah, do Hilchas Aveilah, let's begin. This is what we call Hilchas Aminah. He's like that, it's not really the same as Aminah's Deraita. Aminah's Deraita applies, call our young leaders until after the Kfur. Let's say Kfur takes place 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and the Shki is 8 o'clock at night. So the Jinn of Aminah is that an Omen is also forbidden to eat like the Shani, is forbidden to eat Kershon, is forbidden to do Hakkavah Sakkavonis. All of the Jinn of Aminah's Deraita applies after the Kfur, the whole Yom Arishan is a Jinn of Aminah. So here it's a little different, it's not really Hilchas Aminah. This is a special din, we should make him Hilchas Aminah. We call this Aminah. It's not really identical with the din of Aminah. After the Kvura, then the Shiva begins. So what does that mean, that before the Kvura there are no din of Shiva? No din of Avedas begins until after the Kvura. So this is a big machlokes HaRishonim. This is a big machlokes rishon. Some of the din of shivah for sure cannot apply before the court. Let's say normally the din is that in avelus of shiva, the avel is not committed over lots and lots of success of days. He's not allowed to leave his house. He has to stay home. You're going to say that before the court, he has to stay home? How can he talk to the din of tafel in the court? So clearly that din doesn't apply. Or well, the marshal, another din is that the avel is not allowed to wear shoes. Not allowed to wear shoes. So visualize, now we have speakers. So visualize Jesus over there had no speakers. And the base, of course, the cemetery is out of town. So how are you going to require of the Oinen that he should walk to the cemetery? And the highways are not paved. There's pebbles all the way. He's going to break his feet. How does he shut? He's going to break his feet. So you have to allow him to wear his shoes on his way to take care of the crew. So the shot is, what does that mean? Does that mean that basically the Hilchos Avelus really begins immediately, right after Easter. When someone dies, it should begin right away. Except that those aspects of Avelus that are in conflict with the people in the Gevurot Ameis, you can't say all the lots of lots of and you can't say that, and you can't say that it should be an issue. You can never be impossible. So this is a big machlokes. This is a big machlokes. So Hilchos Avelus begin right away, right after the Misa, and they say, no, the Hilchos Avelus don't begin at all until after the Kruv. The Tosfos opinion, this is machlokes Tosfos from the Rambam. The Rambam Shita is that none of the Hilchos Avelus begin at all until after the Kruv. The Rambam brings a Raya, the Sefer Yerach HaZok, and the Rambam brings a Raya, that nothing of Hilchos Avelus begins until after the Kruv, and Dovin HaMelech, that one of his children died, and then it says in the Tosfos that he gave, and took a bit. After the baby died, he took a bit. How? The chit is one of the things that's prohibited for a certain novel during the shiva. So the Jewish Arai is that it's Mishnah. On the side of the Rambam, because the Mishnah writes that the Rambam in the Sefer Peres Adam, the Rambam writes the whole Sefer Peres Adam, so he talks about the care for the sick and delivering babies and he talks about the Sefer Shabbos and who's allowed to eat onion kippur, all the deed, and then he talks about the Mason, the Shuris Hameri, and all the Dina Mashiv, then he throws in Hilchos Tishavot. Avelus Yishon, he has different sections in the Sefer Peres Adam. So there are, to the cast of Mishnah, on the side of the Rambam, points out that the Rambam in the Sefer Peres Adam disagrees with the Rambam and holds like this. The first sheet in Sudas, the first character in Sudas, does not have a little bit about Hilchos Avelus. So the Rambam holds like that, that in Sudas, that the Avelus really begins right away after the Kruv. You only have an exception to this, right after the Mishnah. The only exception to the rule is that those aspects of Avelus that will be in conflict with his obligation to be the top of the Torah, the Bechleah, those demons don't apply. According to Tosfos from Rambam, you can have Avelus for a long time. So that's the same show, let's say Rahman al-Islam, somebody dies on a Yom Tov. Let's say somebody dies on a Thursday Tosfos. So you have the Levi, either the first day Pesach, the second day, Halamai, whenever. But the Shiva doesn't begin until the Yom Tov. So what do you do the whole week of Pesach? Shiva doesn't begin means there's no Diyah available for no year off. The Pesach Shiva is not so. That's how we pass in the Shechamot, like the Ramo. The Ashkenazim pass in the Ramo. The Shkenazim pass in the Mechavim. So the Mechavim pass is like the Rambam, that Avelus doesn't begin until after Kruya. And on Yom Tov, there's no Diyah of Avelus. So even though you did the Kruv on Yom Tov, the Shiva doesn't begin until after Yom Tov is over. It's a no Hilchos Avelus, I know you
will. Have a higher since we have said it. It doesn't take over like Shiva or Shemashim. Because there's no Cholim between. Like, even though it's a Yom Tov, it doesn't rattle any of the Shiva.
Why doesn't it take the
Shemashim? So everyone said that because there's no Cholim there, so there's no Avelus. So the Avelus can't be rattled. There's no time of Cholim there. If there would be a minute of call, so then it would stop, and then it would start again.
That's what he said one time. I don't know. So you're showing you different answers on that question. I don't know what it is. That's a big question. That's my question. That's one should have been. So the Rambam's opinion is that you never have a mitzvah of Avelus unless it's in fulfillment of a mitzvah. That's what he's explaining. According to the Rambam, why shouldn't the Rambam sheet is Machan Pasha the Rambam? That Avelus doesn't begin at all until after school. Why not? So the Achrayim explained the Rambam that the Rambam holds that Kodman that has made the Mutal Atonah before the Kruya, he's forbidden to fulfill any mitzvahs. And the whole Niyu Gavelus is a mitzvah. So you can't tell him that he's Mechayiv and Shiva right away. And there is no such thing as observing, if he's Suri Gavelus, Gavelus is something that he's doing, something that a mitzvah. So let's say, he's not allowed to wear shoes. It's a mitzvah. So why can't that be human? They should do shvias amita and sit on the floor and wear pisos to the mitzvahs. We understand, don't begin from after the surah. But you see, Yisroel, why don't they, why shouldn't one observe them after the mitzvah? But the Rambam Shiva family is that everything, Yisroel, Litikim, and everything is really a mitzvah of Abel. True, the way you fulfill, let's say fasting on Yom Kippur. Fasting on Yom Kippur is not only an Easter. It's prohibited to eat on Yom Kippur. The Rambam writes explicitly, the one who fasts on Yom Kippur, I read the key of mitzvahs, I say. Let's say a Nazir doesn't drink wine, and he's not a Talmud of Mason, and he doesn't cut his hair. So he observed all of the three prohibitions, he didn't violate the prohibition. The Rambam writes more than that. The Nazir observed all of them, I read the key of mitzvahs, I say. Sometimes you have a key of mitzvah, or observing Yisurah in the Sheva of Pastor. That's all. Normally we think of a key of mitzvah, like still. He doesn't. He didn't cook it. He eats nothing. He didn't come to the blows the shofar. The reason is you don't put time in the zoo. But you can have sometimes a kima on this for the shofar. By not eating onion kippah. By Shabbos also. By Shabbos also. He doesn't do, a person doesn't do malach on Shabbos. I read the kima, it's a sasay of shvitz of the Shabbos. So the Achrenim say that the Rambam's opinion is that in Avelis there's no such thing as Yisuri Avelis. We spoke last week about it. 2 weeks ago we spoke about Yisuri Avelis and Yehudi Avelis, Shevat Avelis, and Kumi Asay. So the Rambam holds true. There are Yisuri Avelis and Shiyumi Avelis, but even the Yisurim, the only time one is obligated to observe the Yisuri Avelis is when that mihul will constitute the Shiyumi Mitzvah. So that case is that you fulfill the Mitzvah of Avelis. The Kod Man, that they didn't do the Shiyumi yet, Kod Man, the Mitzvah of the Kod, it's forbidden to fulfill any Mitzvah. It's forbidden to observe any aspect of Avelis. No aspect of Avelis is negative. So the Rambam, the Shiyumi, holds to Rabbi Nami. Let's say a prayer is made to the somebody dies on the first day of Pesach, and they have a whole 8 days Pesach. Well, you have to Pesach, so you don't begin to observe the Shiva, but after Pesach is over, so the Shiva means that's when you're in fulfillment of the Mitzvah of Ha'il. So what about doing Pesach? You don't observe anything? That's the Rambam Shiva, you observe nothing.
No Kaddish.
No, Kaddish is unrelated. Kaddish is a source for the Neshama. That's not a matter of Pesach. Yeah, you think that.
What about a person?
Yeah, you think that.
What about Chosin in May, Michigan?
Chosin is not. Chosin is a Sphere in the Ramah. That's the problem. That's the place he got it from. But the Ramah Sheikh is that on Yom Kippur, since he cannot, since he's a Sphere, you can't observe Avelis on Yom Kippur because since is the opposite from Avelis, the North is in the Pesach of the Sassin. So you not only don't you have the Kiyumim of Avelis, you don't have even the Yisurim of Avelis. You have absolutely nothing of Avelis because the Ramah knows that it doesn't make sense to observe Yisroel Avelis unless you're observing of the Yisroel Avelis will constitute a Kiyum HaMitzvah that is Noeg Avelis. He's not Avelis to shave out that. Not Avelis, Kumi Yaseh. But everything has to constitute a Kiyum HaMitzvah of Nihog Avelis. Now, Yom Tov, from Ego, there's no Nihog Avelis at all. Yes. The question on Hesegomer, if not for the fact that you're not supposed to take your haircut off Alamari, he would be allowed to take your haircut, everything goes, he can do whatever he wants. That's cases all like that. No, that's not it. That's exactly what I'm like. Made before Yom Tov and when is the Kura? Kura is before Yom Tov. Yeah, everybody agrees. Everybody agrees. No, you observe the Avela Shah as Kedem Avega, and then Avega is Mavak and Shiva. You don't like anything. No. That's Shabbos that you say. Shabbos is what says Rosh Hashim and Rosh. But Yom Tov is an Akhoyki says this in the Ramah. The Ramah's opinion in the Mechaba holds like that, that even Rosh Hashim and not knowing Hek on Yom Tov. Why not? This is the Ramah, but if she tells her, that's how Rosh Hashim. Then she can spend Rosh Hashim the whole family. Don't know that a family explains like this. It's a form now like that. But the Rambam's opinion is that there's no such thing as the Yisuri Avelis as an Eater. The Yisuri Avelis has to be observed in order to constitute a Kiyum and a Niyum, a Mitzvah Avelis. So called Masha Neitzim Mutal Afonav, he's not allowed to observe any Mitzvah. So no aspects of Avelis are going to Yom Tov also. And Yom Tov, there's no Kiyum and Mitzvah Avelis. How can you say that this is a Malos of Shiva? Of Yom Tov, how can it be Yom Tov of Shiva? You don't have any Yehudi Avelis on Yom Tov at all. And so the sheet is that it's not so. That you don't begin to count Shiva till after the Kedusha. That's a different thing. The Gemara says you don't begin to count Shiva till after the Simchas HaGoel. Simchas HaGoel means the Gemara of the Kedusha. The Gemara says this explains what it means. The Goel says it says in the beginning of Tzubis and another place. The Goel means the Maseda. That's how Rabbi Natan says the Maseda that they put on top of the Kedusha. So the Gemara, the practice was that they put the Masega on right at the Gemara Bikura. And the same day they put on the Masega. Then didn't have anything engraved. It was just a marker. That's all just when they would roll on, Dima Sagur, when they would roll on that stone on top, that's the Gemara Bikura. If you're not going to put on the stone, the place says that the Gemara there, place is there. You don't put on a stone till later, till a year later. So you mean the Shiva doesn't begin till later? So he says, no, whatever you're going to do today, that's the Gemara. The Gemara of whatever you plan to do today. Let's say they're going to bury the maze, it's very deep, let's say 6 feet under, they're going to bury the maze, and they're only going to throw on a few tzachim. 3-4 tzachim of dirt is late. It's very sharp. And they're going to fill in the grave after Shabbos is over. That's the Gemara of the clue. Whatever you're going to finish doing today, that's the Gemara. If you plan to fill up the whole cavern, the whole cavity with offer, so it's not considered the Gemara of the clue. So you fill in the whole grave with the offer. The Taisus also is asking that the Shiva doesn't begin until after the Gemara of the Kura, that's the Gemara. The only beginning to count Shiva after the Shiva Tagel, which is the Gemara of the Kura. And nonetheless, Taisus holds, that's only the aspect of Shiva, the Kiyum HaMitzvah Avelis. But Taisus holds that there exists such a thing as the Suri Avelis that is independent of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. There can be such a thing that the person is prohibited from violating the Suri Avelis even but by observing these prohibitions, by not wearing shoes, and not having tashmish on mitzvah, and not washing, and not taking a haircut, and so on, and not shaving, he will not constitute a kima mitzvah b'avevah. No, the kima mitzvah b'avevah is only after the poor. He's not allowed to keep any mitzvah before the poor. But he's not allowed to violate his surah, he's not allowed to skadah, he's not allowed to do his surah before the poor. So Taisa holds the surah b'avevah is only surah. The Rambam holds no. Even the surah b'avevah is true, they're the shaving on top, but they're in surah. But they're Yisurim that are supposed to make up a Kima Mitzvah like fasting on Yom Kippur. It's both Yisurim. And it's also a Kima Mitzvah. So this is held by the Avelis. The Yisurim exist as Yisurim also. Yisurim. The Ram holds Yisurim and not Yisurim. Yisurim are just a method of fulfilling a Kima Mitzvah. So that's what Tosfos holds, and holds just by both. Tosfos argues with the Rambam on both, and the Machaber Pasuk like the Rambam, and the Ramah Pasuk like Tosfos. Tosfos argues with the Rambam on 2 points. Number one, Kerdem HaKvura. Before the Kvura, he's forbidden to keep any Yisurim. So he doesn't keep Kriya Samita, because Kriya Samita is a Kumri Aseh of Avelis. He doesn't do a piece of Sarayish. Whatever is the Kumri Aseh, he doesn't do. Samila Fasandam Datanisa. So he should, to take a bath Datanisa, to take a haircut Datanisa. So that he should not be allowed to do before the Kvura. So Lotus in the Pesach Beis, so Hasmanish can vary. He can't tell him he's not going to go out. That would be in contradiction with the Rishaskos of the Kvura. So that's a Hesha. And to wear shoes, there's not a Shulchan Aruch, so there's no Breira. You have to allow the other to wear shoes. Let's say to take a haircut, not to take a bath. You don't have to take a bath to take a haircut in order to take care of the mate, not the other. So the Ramah says, the Ramah quotes based on the Baba Yatesu, that we, the Ashkenazim, we pass through our law, that the Oval even before the Kvura is not permitted to take a bath, is not permitted to take a haircut. The only thing he's going to do is wear shoes. Yes, yeah, but the Mano is there. The Mano is there, we have sneakers. He can wear cloth shoes, he can wear any shoes other than leather. And that won't, so the fact is that the Ashkenazim are following our law, he doesn't wear leather shoes today either. It's not that the heater of shoes doesn't apply. No, there are more courses about that basis. The reason why, it's a special hector, the reason why you're allowed to wear shoes is because if you won't wear shoes, you won't be able to be in the top of the Kvuri, make it too difficult. But the matter is that he cannot wear the shoes that are going into Kiro. They're thinking, so the basis of what's going to look so ridiculous. What's this? So have I. Everybody will understand? Oh, so because the Mishnah quotes what is the Ramban is in agreement with the Taisus that before Kvure the Hilchos Avelis do begin, just the Kiyum HaMitzvah Avelis doesn't begin. Because Kozman Shemesh and Mutal Afan of Yisrael didn't keep any mitzvahs, including the Mitzvah Avelis who doesn't observe, but the Yisrael he should observe. So what is Taisus going to do with the, Governor Melech day? So the Kesemishna quotes the Ramban, who asked that question, he says, no, there was a different story. The baby was an ankle there. The baby was born before the Kol HaKadosh. He died soon after he was born. So there was no din of Avelis. Avelis only applied. Yeah, I'm walking my way like if a person tells us we're not to buy out, you have to be a person left all of his riches. Also, feel bad. You have to give up rock. He should feel good. But strictly speaking, it wasn't the din of Avelis. It wasn't the din of Aminus or anything. The only time there's a din of Avelis, Aminus is born, and Nicham Avelim is if a person was alive, and then he died. If the baby was born prematurely, and then he died within Shloshim Yoyim, they said that even though he was alive for 10 days or 20 days, that life was not considered life. It's considered as this. He had been a stillborn baby, but he was born dead. So that's what the Kesher Mishnah quotes from the Ramban, that it didn't count over there. That baby, he knew that that baby was an Eichel. Ramban holds on. Ramban assumes that it was a doulash called a lechadosh. He knew that it was a full-term pregnancy. And the baby died, yes, there was one, and there wasn't in about Avelus, and nonetheless, he was permitted to bathe before the court. Before the court. That's the kasha that Tosfos is under Rambam. As Gemara has on the top of Yukhev on the page. Next week we're running through it quickly just in order to finish our Rashi. Again, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says again, the beginning of the transmission, makes the Mutar Rabbana, it's forbidden, we learn. He's Pater, it's not after Pater. The Mishnah says, Pater, the Kriya from me, he's forbidden. He's Pater from all this, and can he also to keep any business? So the Gemara comments that it doesn't, it's not to be taken literally, only makes the Mutar Rabbana, the relative is dead, Mamish in front of him, is Mutar Rabbana, the Kabbar is detained him. So there, the Gemara quoted this long verse. Mishnah makes the Mutar Rabbana, on the part of a good sign or a day. The Mishnah only has a little bit, part of the Kol HaMitzvah, but the Braisa has more, that he's not permitted to eat. If he's not permitted to eat in the same room, he has to be Oichel the Bayis Acher. He should eat in a different room. And if he doesn't have another room, he should go to Talmud Al Shul, he should make a Mechitzah, and so on. And the Leibber, he has no Mechitzah, he has no other house, there's no place to go. You don't tell him he has to fear, he has to start, but you tell him, he should be marked upon us. He should turn his back to the Mech. He should be there. He shouldn't be staring the Mech in the face, much as he understands. And then it says, when he's eating, whatever he's going to eat, he should be Eino Meitah V'yachon, he should eat the Haseidah. He says, Sebe, that's the Recherush, okay, that's not right. He should eat. And that's what the Achorin of the Shulchan Aruch say, that he shouldn't eat cold turkey, he shouldn't eat a full meal. He should eat a little bit, that he shouldn't be hungry. But he should be careful not to eat too much. Then it says, he shouldn't have Bus of the Yain. Now, Bus of the Yain has nothing to do with Avelis. One is in Avelis, other others. But you ever see Bus of the Yain, he's encouraged to have it. Yeah, in fact, we mentioned, yeah, in the Shulchan Aruch, an opinion is quoted from the Avraham Shmaimid on the bottom of the Rambam, the Chabad quotes this, that some are of the opinion that when they come to give the Surah Tavroah, yeah, the first Surah after the Kavurah, so the Gemara says, the Abba is not allowed to eat his own food, you have to have some other people from the neighborhood should come, and they should give him food. So there's one opinion quoted from the Avraham Shmaimid, the Chabad quotes this, that you only fulfill the mitzvah of Surah Tavroah if you give what to the wife. Why Yayin, we understand that based on the Gemara, the Gemara says, well, neither Yayin, nor the Nacham Bar Salvation, nor in Sanhedrin, that Yayin, in the middle of the Sugya, Teret, Ben Sura, Mora. It says, Ben Sura, Mora, is only Chag Nisa, it is in Zero, the Sura. And Zero means, how can he just, the Zero, that he's Bosa, or Sura, Yayin. Zero, which means that he's Bosa, and he drinks wine. But the Gemara says that it's improper for a young teenager to be a Shikr. He should drink wine, and he should stress a lot of flesh. He should eat like a normal child. He should eat what his money gives him to eat. And if he steals money from his parents, from his father, from his parents, and he buys yayin on the shakir, yayin on the talki, and he eats butter, and he eats it like the gangsters eat. He doesn't eat like a normal 13-year-old should eat. So again, sometimes you try to eat them in time and ceremony. The Gemara says they're in the sugi, but sometimes we recommend that yayin is good. And the Mishnah has a whole description there that yayin is good for the Rishoyim. They should get drunk, they should go to sleep, so they won't bother anybody. And it's bad for the Tzadikim, because it's bad when they drink and they go to sleep. The Tzadikim are not hurting them. And that's why you get to some nice and safe. So then one day I discuss this a little bit. Yeah, if you drink a little bit. Mishnah does it, if you drink a little bit. So the Gemara says that before they used to give Misa, and if Misa and Bezni, they would give a very strong intoxicating beverage right to the person, they shouldn't feel pain. So the Gemara says, so what did I say to the person in Tahar? The Gemara says, what did I mean? To lose Sheikha Lo'ibit, the Yai Lavari Nefesh. If you give Sheikha a strong wine, Lo'ibit, one is about to lose his life. The Yai Lavari Nefesh gives wine to the people who are aggravated. So the Gemara says, when Nikol Yain, that Nachum Bar Yisrael, that the whole idea of Nichon Avelim is he did more, that he should forget about his work. So that's what the Mechaber quotes as Yitzchak, and our verse mainly that one is only fulfillment of his mitzvah, so the Kavra, if he gives him Yain, what does he have to give Bosa? Why do you have to give Bosa? That's a different thing. It should be a Tzuvah Hashubah. They should be a Tzuvah Hashubah. It should be a Tzuvah Hashubah. It means you're going to give him just hard-boiled eggs and bagels. Bagels and lax. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, you give Bosa, the Hashim. You should give Bosa, the Yain, you should give Tzuvah Hashim. It's also like the Rosh. The Gemara has an exact mitzvah, the size of mitzvah in the presence of the man. That's one form of love the Rosh. There's another form. The fellow sits and he eats and he drinks and he enjoys himself and he doesn't take to heart all the fact that someone in their family dies. He should touch at least be touched to the extent that he shouldn't eat bacon, he shouldn't eat cold tartar, he shouldn't enjoy himself, he should have lots of dessert, with the ice cream, with the cake, with the icing on top, everything, hot or hot, he should touch then and save a little bit, then he takes it off. He shouldn't be made to the alchemy, he should cut down. So this din, eno echo pas, eno shoyim to the eye, and this is not a din of Hilchot Avelis. This has nothing to do with Hilchot Avelis. It's a second din.
Why do you give eggs?
In addition to the Basuri, and to what they used to use years ago, Hadashim, that's the thing from the Hadashim, but we have today, they give hard boiled eggs, so they give bagels, round bagels, instead of giving it out. They give round bagels. But these are all even hugging, these are all even hugging. This could be that this is a din. The Basuri Ayin is a sheet of Shukhanara, that's a real din, yeah. That you should not eat a Siddha Hashuva. Or that the Menachemim, the Menachemim should give him to show that they want to make him feel good. You want to show that they're helping him out, yeah? It's part of the Nichus. It's part of the Nichus. They should give a Siddha Hashuva, so they should give Basa. And Yayin is to take away his pain a little bit. I don't think it'll cause that to Hashuva. He won't take it to heart so much. He'll still be thinking about the pain. He's not going to get drunk mamish.
Why do other people
are mocked not to eat, but they are doing it.
Yes.
Right, all right, they're afraid they're blue.
Why do other people have to say that?
The Gemara has it in, the Avodah Yamrishim is not permitted to eat the Siddur. There's a Machlokes Bipas in the Siddur Shayin on the Yamrishim. That said, it's 4 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning. And then you come back to the Beit HaKor at 10 o'clock. So the Siddur Shayin is going to be lunch. So they don't have to give Mishal HaKerim lunch on supper. The Machlokes Bipas given to Nafs, just the Siddur Shayin on the Yamrishim. It is a Shaila, what's the nature of the
discussion?
Come
back just before
what if they come back right before the Shkia and there's no time, so then you're not Mechuyim. Only Suda Bishon and Yom HaRishon. If the Yom HaRishon goes by and there was no Suda, we don't say there's a difference in whom that's how we pass it. Only Suda Bishon and Yom HaRishon. If the Suda Bishon and the Yom is going to be after the Kura is going to be the Yom HaSheni on the next day of Abelas, there's no need for... No, the meaning of Yichem Abel. So let's say the fellow lives on a desert island, he lives in Honolulu, or Craigslist, I don't know if it is in Nevada, and there are no other Jews there. So a relative's dying, he does the kohen, there's nobody else there. So no one's going to be Menachem Abel. So you're going to say the feast, the bitten feast. And I said before, it was 9 o'clock in the morning. And the feast is going to be 9 o'clock in the morning. He has to fast the whole day. According to this Yichem Rishonim, the reason for the nature of the dinner of the Lachem Mishalai is that he shouldn't steal away the opportunity from the other people to be Menachem Abel by bringing him a Suda. But if he knows that, he expects nobody's going to come. So he's not stealing away anybody's opportunity to go make Suda. No, he's not empty. Each of them to have Suda. You need to bring your own Suda. The only reason why Tavah lost a lot of Lechem Mishalov is not to cheat the other people, the Menachemim, of having the opportunity of doing this form of Nicham Avenim, this additional form of giving him the Suda, to show him support. That's what one group of Rishonim hold. Another Rishonim say, no, that it's not true. That it's an Easter. If he lives in Honolulu and there's nobody else there, so he's not stuck in a lot of ease. Like this is one of the Nehugi Ha'abelis. If he all has to demonstrate his helplessness. He has to show that he's a human being, and when someone dies, his whole life gets so shaken up to the extent that he can't even take care of his own sorrow. You don't tell him he can't go to the Beit HaKisa. You can't tell him he can't walk. He can't, some basic things he can do. But the fifth, anything, he shouldn't prepare his own food. And if there's nobody there to prepare for him, he shouldn't eat. You shouldn't eat all day?
Just the same day.
Just the same day that
we're going to eat.
Just the same day that we're going to eat. That means there's nobody to bring you food to eat the whole 7 days.
Okay.
Then you eat the whole every day.
Yeah,
okay.
That was heaven and hell.
You have to figure out an answer.
That's
the
question.
Yeah.
It's a long way, for example.
Yes.
That's my pizza, so there's no...
You're not supposed to have a food in there. You're not supposed to eat late in the afternoon.
Yes, it's 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the school day to class.
But then you eat, but it's late in the afternoon. You're not supposed to eat on Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
Not supposed to eat 10 o'clock?
Who's called
a Jesus? Right, that's the... I'm going to get it, but the astronauts, we don't have lots of the whole 9 days. So that minute has nothing to do with our baby. Otherwise, our baby's in the middle of Shiva. You don't eat Basa Biyan. It's a mitzvah to give Basa Biyan by the students of the world, according to the Hadra's mind, according to one of the things. That's a different meaning. And Shulchan Aruch, the Bir Avra, explains the marker of that meaning. That the Yerba, the Gemara has an Amesh Tikkun Gemara in the Shabbatim, in the middle of Balabatra. So the Gemara says that after the second Nisan Midrash was destroyed, so there were Balabatim who suggested to the Rabbanim that they should introduce a meaning that they should not have Basa Biyan. How can we eat flesh if there's no flesh that's called Agav Mizeh? How can we drink wine if no one's bringing wine when they're talking about Agav Mizeh? So the Chachamim said, if so, then you have to cut out all the bread, cake, and cookies because no one's bringing a mincha and a Beis HaMikdash. You have to cut out all the fruit because no one's bringing bikurim and so on. So you have to cut out water because there's no Yisrach HaMayim. So life will be impossible. So it's a very shame that I'm not speaking in Yisrach HaMayim. Not a red Latibi. A Kolatibi. So no, that's impossible. So there's only one quote from the early Rachamim. When he says to Yashua, then to Yashua Laman Bar, that's observed such a meaning all year long. That to have a meaning not to have lots of the yarn just during the 9 days, during a limited period of time, that's Yechalam Laman Bar. So that's what the meaning is based on. But it's really a meaning that's Zechal HaMik, which is not a meaning, that this is a form of Lino Gavela's not having lots of the yarn. Not at all. Not having lots of the yarn is not a form of Lino Gavela's. And that's exactly why it says in the Shulchan Aruch, the reason Ketanah before by this bridge, if they understand what it's all about, that Beit HaMikdash is destroyed, and we used to bring carbonas with Basa Biyayin on Rabbi Yom Mizbeach, and now we no longer have it, so we don't want to have Basa Biyayin. So if the custom is to deal with Hina, to the extent that he understands what this is all about, you're not allowed to give him Basa Biyayin. So that's ready to miss, but there's no Hina on our veilas. So why is it that we're going to have a Chikchanim? Not that Basa Biyayin. So the practice is that it's not a Hina on our veilas. It's a Hina on Zechel and English. It's a different thing. And Mara says that based on the Pasuk of Love, it's here in Darishayim, Lama Chalda by Yadrisha. It's a different thing, you can make a Zechala, Zechala Migdash. It's not the same thing as Darishayim.
How much Mitzvah
does Zechala Migdash? We never had the Minig. The Minig is in conflict with the Mitzvah. If you have a Kudus Mitzvah, the proper thing is to have Basa Biyayim, you're going to introduce a Minig that's in conflict with the Mitzvah. You have a Maka Mitzvah, so it's not proper to not to have Basa Biyayim.
Then
what decision
does
the
decision
look
to
have
a Basa Biyayin? No. That's the shadow. How long can we have it? Because it was only limited to the decision
process.
That's what we assumed ourselves.
No. Those are different in Hawkins. How long do you have the meaning? The Dacharim say how many years that we don't have Basa Biyayin until Chatzai, until Asiriyot. Because the Ikas, because Beit HaMikdash, this is about the length of the afternoon, and then it burns through.
I can extend the
decision
process.
Yes. But that's the meaning.
I'm not ahead 2 days, the rule says.
Yeah.
You have ahead 2 days.
What's the question?
Taisa's opinion is, with respect to both, that one should be seen on Regan Yontif, Akeva Smeitz of the Regel, the Avela Shiva begins right away for purposes of one should be seen it, and also, Kreder HaKmure, what it is, so Taisa's sheet is that Avela is the Isuri Avela is Anoi. Taisa's holds that the Isuri Avela can exist even independently of the Kiyubi Avela. You're also to do these things, not only when it will be, well, will constitute a Kiyama Mitzvah of Nihuk Avela. Even when it doesn't constitute anything, there are Yisuri Avelis that exist for Teres Yisurim. And the Rambam holds no, the Yisurim are also for Teres Mitzvah Avelis. And since on Yom Tov there's absolutely no Yihug Avelis, there's no Mitzvah Avelis. And before the Kvura, it's not Oilu Teshiva. It won't be Oilu till after the Kvura. So whatever you will do before the Kvura will not be Farechim, will not be counted as the Kiyum on Mitzvah Avelis. The Rambam holds that you don't do it. So you don't do anything before the Kvura.
Kvura
means, Tarsus quotes like that, Kvura means when they're in the siyashim of the kavod, when they've done all they can as far as burying him. Let's say, we know that the person is dead and we're searching for the body. So as long as they're searching for the body, they think that there's a reasonable chance they're going to find. So the Abelis, the Shiva doesn't begin yet. But after the siyashim of the kavod, the FBI gave up hope. They said, we're never going to find the body. So then the beginning is that the Shiva begins. We're not in the siyashim of the kavod, the Shiva begins. And if they find the body later, that's in the Kashmir cover. So then it's like a second kavur. What happens? The person is buried. They bury the body. They observe shiva, and then they move the body to a different. You observe avela shiva for one day. That one day that you do the mikat atzam, you observe the shiva. If the person knows about it, you don't have to notify. The friend calls, if the Jew calls from the Chatam Sefer, the Chedek HaMishnah doesn't have to tell the relatives when they're doing the Likat HaTzamah. They can tell him after the day is over. So no, he's supposed to observe the Mugav Eretz. If he doesn't know about it, Mish Mechuz. It's not a din that whenever you hear about it, you have to observe the Av Eretz on your method of Likat HaTzamah. If he knows about it on that day, then you have to observe Av Eretz until the end of that day. Same stuff like that. He doesn't know. Shmuel Chayyim, that's the first Av Eretz. The first Av Eretz, if he hears about it late, he has to observe, right, he has to observe one day of Av Eretz. So again, to this din that is Hei Rechel Bas Menashoy Seyayin, this is not an extension of Hilchot Avelos at all. I do not believe the Avelos for Minasat Bas Seyayin. This is a separate din. There's only a din that applies to the Oyin. That's the Shail over here. That's the Machlegis to Rabbein and Tam and the other Rishayim. What's the nature of this prohibition? That the Oyin, Yishamayim Mutal Afonav, is forbidden to have Bas Seyayin. So at the end of this long place of Yitzchus and Lalas, they quote the story of the Rabbein and Tam. 6, 7 lines. Right after the parenthesis, so they quote a story that the sister of the Rabbi Natan was married and she lived in a different community. And the din says that one of the shibudim habal ishta, one of the shibudim of Menisuin, is that it includes the kavra. The husband is bukhay to spend all the money. If the woman is not married, then all of the kavra have the obligation to be the top of the shibudim. The brothers, the sisters, the sons, the brothers, the father, the mother, all of the correct mothers. The woman is married, so that's not only the husband is complete, not only the parents of relatives. That's one of the Shibuti Ksuba. That's one of the Shibuti Ksuba. So he's more Mukhid than anybody else. So the others are no longer Mukhid. The Maestah should make Bachos, the Sharabi Natan, the Shabbos, the Hodi, Olal. They called the Rabbi Natan about it. I'm a Toy Shabbos, Dir Acheret. He lived in a different city. Rabbi Bachos, the Shabbos, yeah, and it happened that he lived in a different city. That's not really crucial to the story. Why is the Shoei Kachai? The sister was mad, lived in a different city. So dear love, my Toy Shabbos dear, Acher is off about to the Shoei Yayin before the Kvura. The Yom HaWai, came to Sheesh Lo Baal. Since she's married and the Baal is Chai the Kvura, so the Torah Shibudi HaBaal the Ishtoi. That's one of the applications the husband has to his wife. If you say the husband is a relative, so the brothers and the sisters and the children and the parents are also relatives. He said, no. The husband's obligation is a monetary obligation, so it takes precedence to everybody else. So this whole halacha, that the oinim, Misha makes Mutam upon the Zatul Echad Bas, Bas, Rish, the Siayim, the Rabbeinu Tam holds, there's a chiluk between the Yisra Mitzvah and the Yisra Bas of the Yayim. So this doesn't say that the Rabbeinu Tam would do Mitzvah.
Yeah, but if
they are happy, does that move to a father? No, the Asher Shikam Abed Ham Hoi Bosu Rat, Mahi Mekom Yosu Atam. Taisi says that, she lives in a different city, but that's not crucial to the Tzah. So the Taisi is called to Abed Ham, that he held that Bosu Yain is Muta. And the other Rishonim disagree. What's the Machlekes over here? If it's Muta Lol of the Kavra, he called Masha Nate Muta Lefonov, Lechara, you're not allowed to do this. That's the only thing, the other crazy. All the parents are not allowed to do this. Not just the husband is not allowed to do this. The other relatives are not allowed to do this. Why? That's the din of our meaning. We should make the mutual upon him. We should ask the little Abbas to do this. All Machlek is only used on Bas of the Yayin. That's what we should do. Rosh Moed said on. All Machlek is only used on Bas of the Yayin. Why? That's the shy that maybe the Yisra Bas of the Yayin. There is no such thing. There is no thing that I'm all of us off of the Bas of the Yayin. I don't know. So this would give the Abbas Bas of the Yayin to the Sunnah Sabra. The right point is there is in that the Oyman, we should make the mutual upon the Bas of the Bas of the Yayin. Can't say that this is a certain form of Avela. That Avela is Shiva, Shmosh, and Yitzhak, and it's not even Shiva. Avela is Yamrishan. Avela Yamrishan is part of the island, because it's Suda Tavra. So what kind of a thing? The Yitzhak part of the island in 9 days has nothing to do with Avela. Sheikhal and Yitzhak, and Gans in a different time. So what's the nature of this then? So that's the Machlaikas. So the Rabbeinu Tam holds this Yitzhak part of the island, and it's a separate Yitzhak. Unrelated, it's not that this is a certain form of Avela. This is not a form of Avela, we are afraid. If he will lead Bas of the Yayin, Shemi Yimashu Chachar Akharasudha gets so engaged in the meal and in the drinking, he won't be metapala nikhuri fame. But that's when there's Rama Mura, he should run, less than he metapala nikhuri. But if the whole responsibility is shifted from him to the others, then he's mamish, he's mamukhi, so there's absolutely no problem whatsoever. The other Rishonim disagree with the Rabbi Natan, they hold no. They're just like all of the Kroizmas have been to do mitzvahs, not only the husband, the brothers and the sisters and the children, even though the husband has a shiva and the mom is to do the pura, it doesn't matter. The others have still have a din of avemus. The others have a din of avemus. So they're all forbidden to do mitzvahs. The Lord of Nami, they're all forbidden to have both of the yarn. Both of the yarn is like ena makes of the echo. So the Abedit Ami learned that it makes of the echo also means shemi mashach hachas kudosa. So we usually don't learn like that. We say, why is ena makes of the echo? You have to demonstrate that it's Kavan Amin, that he doesn't have his appetite, because he lost his appetite. You should show he lost his appetite to have lots of the yain, he lost his appetite to have dessert, to have ice cream, to have a full meal. He just can eat the koshi a little bit, and he shouldn't feel hunger, and he shouldn't starve. So that's what the other Rishon involves. The Nisa, the item is not committed to by the sister, yeah, the Rabbi Natan Makor would agree. Even though the husband is Makor is Makor, he says that still all of the other things are forbidden to eat kosher. Yeah, that's why he got to the bus of the Yai. Not his own son, I don't think so. In that context, when that Gemara, right, the Imam Shachman says that his manchev is something which kind of ain't in chel with tash lemon. That's the loss of his mother. Actually, the man is there. They ain't on tash lemon, so his mother's loss is ain't in chel with the yayin. So that's a machlaik is the Mishnah Berurah quote on the left page in Chel of Hay, in the Mishnah Berurah. And the Sinan of Simchat Yom, he quotes a machlaik is Achorim, 2 days in the Shalom. What does the Gemara mean? Does it mean, ain't the man is there that the tash lemon, so you don't have that, sir? You don't have to have reishiks at all. I'm your uncle, Mitan Simcha. You just have Yayin, you have to have the butter, you have to have. And you say, no, there's Mana Zera, you don't have Shlomim, it won't be enough if you don't have that butter, the Yayin, that's that butter, the Yayin. And that's enough for you, so you can have a milk and cotton on that. A cotton is supposed to be a milk and devil drop. A milk and bris. We assume it's a chiyat simcha by bris, by a cotton. So the Mana Sheik has a sugar that is based on the Mother of Rome. Mother of Rome has a milk and air Shabbos. Yeah, but 2 days, we spoke about it, that you're not permitted to have a chashav in meal, and they have shabbos, and the chashav in meal means fleshing. You're not permitted to eat fleshing on Friday. So what if you have a bris on Friday morning, right? Permitted to have a sudas basar, and they have shabbos in the morning. So the Magen Avraham quotes in the Shalom, that the Shalom, the Rabbein had a machloket. There are two Rabbein, we said them by name, I forgot the name. The one of the Rabbein held the Iker Rabbein, his man is the ancient chel of the basar v'yayin. It's not that it's an English I can't move, there's no shlomim. It's not a zed, there's no shlomim. So it's not enough to have flesh, you have to have basar v'yayin. And the other rabbi holds no, that it's not that you don't eat basar at all, the basar doesn't count as not shlomim. Anyway, the only thing that counts is the yayin. That's the shayin. We have a chasim and we have a bris. It's the ikir that you have to have yayin. Or, and the flesh is mecha tenta. If you want to have flesh, you want to get out of it. It's the ikir that you have to have yayin. Or you say no. You have to have basar v'yayin. That's the machloshim. If you have the ikir, then you have to have basar v'yayin. Even if you have a bris on Friday, that's not enough. You have to have basar v'yayin. You have no bris. Even though it's a Shabbos. If you have mikra adin, or you need a yayin, you don't need basar. Nabar says, I mean, it's chassidus. The people usually used to make a fleshy bris. But if it's on Friday, then it's not proper. So then the doctor, they should make a little bris.
Yayin,
We don't say that there's a certain nihu gavela, so to speak, there's a certain form of nihu gavela that applies to the Aina and the Hainu, that he's also the boss of the Yain. He says, no, boss of the Yain is not a meal gabela. It's just a gzeira that he's not a shem imash of hacha sudasoi. So this chasha shem imash of only apply if he's the one who has to be in the top of the foot. But if he's exempt from the people of the Gemara, it's not the boss of the Yain. And the other Rishonim disagree with the Rabbi Nitzan. And they hold not so, that this is a separate Isser to demonstrate that he doesn't have the cheshik, he doesn't have the cheshik to eat. He's hungry, he can't say he doesn't have the cheshik to have ice cream. The Eid of Israel shouldn't have dessert, and he shouldn't have ice cream, and he shouldn't have cakes, and he shouldn't have wine. But it is, it's like a form, something like a form of Avedis. That's the shadow, let's say, it says in Hilchas Erev Tisha B'Av. It says by the Suda HaMatzekes that you're not permitted to have lots of the yayin. One is forbidden to have Avishtek and Mishnah. And I'm not have Bas of the Yain. And the meaning that we have that we don't have Shalashi Gashkenaz and Avishtek, we don't have Bas of the Yain all 9 days, that's an extension of that deal. We could have been Medina, the Medina Mishnah told me also Bas of the Yain, but the Suda Maserges, the Yid Erev Tishma Vyepta Chatzai, the Suda Shein Acher Suda Acher. So if you're going to have lunch and supper, the Medina Mishnah is permitted to have Bas of the Yain by lunch, that's by supper. And that's just when he can't have. And the meaning is that we don't have Bas of the Yain the whole 9 days. So the child is, what is the nature of that thing that it tells to the boss of the yard? So in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Truma Sadeshin, and he said, you see that Misha Nation was of the father is also the boss of the yard. And Eretz Yisrael is also the boss of the yard. And the Gemara says on the last stop in time, that there was one time there, a beautiful Rebbe Eloi, and he used to do that much there, because it used to be, it wouldn't be made to the Yerchel, just like over here. So they made a Mace to the Yerchel, it wouldn't be made to the Yerchel. He would just sit on the floor, they kind of a Kirayim, and he would eat his bread, and he dipped it in the ashes, whatever, and he used to eat it with such a petrified look on his face, he makes him look on the corner. That's the Lashon HaGemara. So Shabbat, they call it Shulma Kadeshen, but it's Mamash Adin, Misha makes him look on the corner. They're Eretz Yisrael, by the Suda, I'm not speaking, it has a din like Aminus. It has a lacha like Aminus. That explains why it ain't Eretz Yisrael, that explains why it ain't Eloch Basar, and that's the Lashon HaGemara, Misha makes him look on the corner. That's how they call it in Shulma. It's based on this, that Yerushalmi seems to say there is a Mishnah in the end of Titus, where the Mishnah has a Machlokes Gedula LaChachamim, where the Kriyas Amita is Noreg on Tisha B'Av. So we talk to that it's not Noreg. So what is the Machlokes Gedula LaRabbanan? So the simple reading of the Machlokes is whether the Kriyas Amita is Noreg on Tisha B'Av. So there is quote on Yerushalmi, and the Achranim add on a little bit that the Yishalmi has a different understanding than the Mishnah. The Mishnah there talks about Suda HaMatzekes, and it makes it Zerecho Vein HaRechobot Vein HaShotiyayim, you don't need Shnei Tafshilin. And then it says, and where the Kriyas Amita is obligatory and not as Machloik is Atalai. Because the Yishalmi learns that Machloik is only used on Erech Tisha B'Av Shad Suda HaMatzekes, so they need Kriyas Amita. On Tisha B'Av you certainly have to have Kriyas Amita. That's the same thing against the Babli. The Babli says that we don't have any Kriyas Amita at all. Only applies to Eretz, the Shabbat when he eats the Suda Masekes, whether he has to eat it on the floor or he can eat it sitting on a chair. This Kriyas Amita is Noreg, Suda Masekes. But on the Shabbat, the Din certainly is that Kriyas Amita is Noreg. What does that mean? What does that represent? So some Achrayim explain that what it means is the following. On the Shabbat, Yishalmi holds a divided Din of Kriyas Amita. Eretz, the Shabbat, Suda Masekes has been commissioned made to Musa Lepana. That's what the Truma Sadeshin said. That's why it's also the Yayin, also the Basar, also the Yayin. They didn't make the Yachim of the Lashon HaGemara. The beauty of the Lord you see, the Mishnah made the Mut of the Father. That's the Lashon of the Dreis, and the Gemara in the end of next to the Lord's Dabin Titus. So the Machlok is at Anayin, whether Kriya Samit is Nari, the Shat Siddham of Sekis is, the Machlok is a Rambam in Tesis. The Yishalmi learns the Machlok is at Anayin is, that the Hilchot Avelis apply to Anayin and Anayin. So the dinim of Avelis only begins after you no longer have Yishe Meis and Mutal Lefonim, or no? The Hilchot Avelis even applies to Yishe Meis and Mutal Lefonim. That's how the Brisker Rav writes in his paper, that's how others write, and that's how the Yerushalmi understood the Machloek and Satanah, that the Tanayim on the Chulek, exactly like what we mentioned earlier, the Yishayach to have Yisuri Avelis during the period of Amin. So this whole deal that the Achrayim gave in the Yerushalmi is based all on the Truma Chadeshim. The Truma Chadeshim is the one that started off this equation. He's the one who says that since it's also the boss of the Yayin, or the Sura Matzeker, so that shows that it's equivalent to Misha Meitzel Mutzel Lefon. That's the Lashon HaGemach, Misha Meitzel Mutzel Lefon. So Rav Salvesh, you can't attain it. And according to Rabbi Natan, it can't be like that. Because Rabbi Natan holds that the whole Misha boss of the Yayin is not, that you have to demonstrate that you're so distraught that you don't even have a Cheshit Tik boss of the Yayin. It's not so. He holds that it's only there Shemini Moshe that Hashem is famous for us like that. Only there Shemini Moshe Chaka Achilot that he'll be Mizazel and Mitzvura. So what does it got to do with Tisha B'Av? No one's doing any Kvura on Tisha B'Av. What do I have to say then? And Erev Tisha B'Av on Tzvek is not to go back to the Yayin because there's there Shemini Moshe Chaka Achilot that won't be Mitzvura and Mitzvura. There's no Mason to be Mitzvura and Mitzvura. So this whole shot that the Tshuvas HaDeshim said and the whole shot that he started and the Achreinim all gave the whole beer in the Yishalmi, the way the Yishalmi interpreted, it's all based on the assumption that he holds the liquor of Inatam. All the Mashal did in Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah writes that when you visit the Kaislam Arabi, you stay in Shulchan Aruch, you have to read Kriya. So look, you read Kriya, the Gemara says, in the end of my cousin, that Kol Kera, Rashayim B'Shat Chimum, you're not the Eitzim, you're only Eitzim Kriya, but you read B'Shat Chimum. Chimum means when he's aggravated. And he's all excited about the fact that some of them. So he's going to wait till the end of Shiva, till the tree. So not yet, you have to have the Shoshamei Mutal Atana, right before the Shkura, whatever, and right after the Hesedim. It doesn't even hold him when it's called Shastim. So that's to be the Shastim. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a mimic from the Sefer Kafka Baserach that when a person reads Kriya, when he visits the Kaisam HaRavi, that's an indication of Shastimum. So there's another din of Shastimum, that one is also the boss of the Yayin. Mishnah Meitzel Mutal Lefon has to be clear, and he's Enoch of Boss of Eben Shastim Yayin. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Kafka Baserach that when a Lefne person goes to the Kaisam Mechveit at 10 o'clock in the morning, and he gets clear, he says, Kol Osa Ayam, until Shkia, you shouldn't have Boss of the Yayin. You shouldn't have Boss of the Yayin. Why? Because he has to demonstrate him that he's aggravated. He's aggravated. So this whole Mahala, that Isa Basa the Yayin is a demonstration of Shah Simon, a demonstration of Chimon. And he lost his paycheck to eat a luxurious meal. That only makes sense if you're like the other Rishonim. If you're like the Rabbi Natan, that's not the Shah. The Rabbi Natan holds that the Isa Basa the Yayin is just a clear Shemi Masha Chacharach and also get so involved in the eating that he'll be Mezalzal on the Kuris HaMeis. When he goes to the Kaisal HaRab, there's nothing to do. There's no Kuris HaMeis to be Metapolis. So it's not right to say that it's also the Bosh of the Yad. So the Kaptah Baserah puts the figure of Mishnah Berurah close to the Kaptah Baserah Arishan, one of the Baalei HaSefer, who went from Europe to Eretz Yisrael. So he says that you have two dinim that apply to Shas Tim. One is the Kera has to be Shas Tim, and the other is that the Isa Bas Mayan is a demonstration that he has Simon going on in his mind. So he is now in a state of Chimon and he's in a state of aggravation, and he won't enjoy the Bas Mayan, even though it's not really true. He'll enjoy, go back to the hotel, he gets clear, goes back to the hotel and enjoy the Bas Mayan. He gets along, but still, he should demonstrate Kilo, he's aggravated about the fact that he just saw the Kaisma Malavi, and the Malcolm Amigdish is still in the
temple.
That's
after
the Kmura. But Kaidim HaKmura, Misha Meitim Mutalafana. It's a Shas Chimam. That's how the Mishnah Berurah says, the Shas Chimam. But this is the Shaila, this statement of the Kafka Baserah. That you shouldn't have lots of the yayin called also ayayin until the end of the day. Is that really Medina? He meant to say the Iker Adin. That since he was clear to demonstrate chimum, so therefore what inami lots of the yayin is an Iker of the yayin to demonstrate chimum. Well, no, maybe it's only a minute. Now, can you walk up? Let's say there's a chasenet. Let's say there's a chasenet, a makam mitzvah. Let's say there's a bridge or a seal. So you're invited to eat lots of the yayin with makam mitzvah. So would you say, if it's Medina, the Medina, the Iker Adin, that you're not allowed to have lots of the yayin because you have to demonstrate chimum? So, but if it's Medina, it's Medina. Even the Makkah Mitzvah is not Muslim. If it's only a minute, so then the Makkah Mitzvah would be Muslim. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes in one of his essays that it's only a minute of Chassidus. So Mikhail Razin, he doesn't think that it has any basis. And according to Rabbi Natan, you have to say it like that. Rabbi Natan holds that the Bus of the Yayin is not a demonstration of Chimum. He was in a state of Chimum. He was in a state of Chimum, even though that Rabbi Rabbah was Mukhiyah to be the Tafim of the Kvura. Rabbi Natan holds that it's just a Gzeir Shemi Moshe Chachach, he was to be Mazalgam on the Kvush. It doesn't apply by the coast.
Let's say a mother died and she's another sister. The family's there in the top of the cooler. By the time they'll get there,
I don't think so. Practically speaking, he's not taking care. But theoretically, he's moving to take care. Now, Shady can hear, even theoretically, he's moving to Radin. He's moving to Radin. He's not moving to Radin.
What's the
urge
to
say? What's the urge to say?
What's the
urge to say?
What's the urge to say?
What's the urge to say? What's the urge to say? What's the urge to say? What's the urge to say? What's the urge to say? What's the urge to say? What's the urge to say? He mentioned it. There's a little shader called Pitkei Chuvah. It was written by a Dayan in Lodz before the war. So he quotes here that there was a machlokes about this, where this place, there's a machlokes in Yerideya, the first daf in Yerideya, daf Aleph. Yerideya starts in daf Aleph. Whether you eat the Simchat Yontif with chicken or dafki with flesh, the Tzadayim. The machlokes the Yad Avraham, I think, and the Yad Ephraim. And the first daf in Yerideya. So this machlokes is carried over to a Chasana, or to a priest. Is it sufficient if you have chicken or do you have to dafki have flesh? They quote that this from the Gerer Rebbe, from before the war. He quotes that he says you should be machmir at least to give 10 people. A million yin should have flesh to stop the end of a chasana. If you can't afford to give everybody flesh, so at least 10 people should have flesh and the rest should have chicken. The other would be most of the psaroid. Well, we're machmir on that, not to allow psaroid also. The same thing in the 9 days. Mikrabin, the Mishnah says that it's only, you're only after the Tzadayim, the Tzadayim says, look, they're an Erev Tishwa there for Chatzayim. And Tzadayim says, very close, that we don't follow that Hashem. We are Machma the whole 9 days, not that even the Tzadayim. What do you mean, tell them in the king? That's how the other is trying to go. Those who disagree with the Rabbeinu Sham hold that the Easter Bosh of the Yarin is supposed to be a demonstration of Shas Pimum. That he's so aggravated that he can't enjoy eating Bosh of the Yarin. Rabbeinu Sham holds not. That is not a demonstration of his simon, it's rather a gverish, I mean, mushers, that's the machlokes, rather than the common others. What's the nature of these seeds? Supposed to be, exactly. That's the machlokes. We're machmer Shulchan Aruch, not like the rabbi himself. I think the Shach quotes the Bach, that we're machmer on this, like the other Mishayim. That even if he's the Suwar, one should not have got to be young. There's the Shabbat, there are more close to Chumra Tzaytzeh, there are all the laws of Shiva begin right away from these before Purim.
All these Shuris, the thoughts of the Re'ich and the thoughts of the Shittorah before.
And all these things that are good for the Lord, all and before Pura, those things that are necessary, so they start to be Purim, so to wear shoes in the days of the Ramah, the days of the Bali Atayt was necessary. So it's not necessarily necessary, it's not really right.
Yes.
In fact, in the days of the Mishnah, other people would also participate in eating the Sudas HaKol. There is such a thing as a demonstration of an Gabriel for one of his other relatives. Today we really have, let's say, an adopted child today with volunteer our baby. We may not believe we could, and we volunteer. And the days of the mission, apparently, was a common practice that people would volunteer partial observance of our babies by participating in eating the Sudas Avroah. Someone would bring the Sudas Avroah, and people would eat together with the Avroah on the floor. The mission says, and Chalamari, Ein Avin, only the creator. No one else is allowed to volunteer to participate in the Sudas Avroah. Because then it means that you're acting out of favor on Shalomai. You're cutting themselves out. You're not a student of Rambam. Because Havro is not a form of, not a means of favor.
What if there's no favor?
But for someone else.
There's no favor because the community takes over.
Yeah.
Is there
any student of Havro? Shalomai.
Not a Havro in general.
Yeah. Just a Shalomai. It says not. Other than Shalomai, you should not. I mean, it's a kozman that is shayach to do something with the body. It is a shayach. It's a shayach to do something with the body. It's a shayach to retreat the body. Okay. And it's not shayach to do the kura now. They won't let you do the kura now. So then Taisha says that there's no din of aminus there, that the avelus is used right away. Taisha discusses that. Others should make the day to Asurim. This long face is about 20 lines before the end. The only time you have Aminas is when it's Shaykh to be Metaphor. You say, Adam Shane, you have a little mace if you're gone. Adam Shane is the base of Surin. He died in prison. They don't know. He's from the cover and the government doesn't allow for whatever reason. They won't allow the Surin. You don't have Aminas. You don't have Aminas. You have Avelis right away. Avelis
begins. All
Avelis
begins after
Kurin.
Kurin means you've done whatever you can do to take care of the Kurin. If you're Yashim, well, the clean you can do right away. The other person is there, you can clean it right away. It's not going to do the shot cleaning right away. If it's talking about people like you, you can do the clean right away. It's going to take half a month till they're going to have the levaya or whatever, so then you forget about the mitzvah, so then you have to clean it right away. You start the shiva right away. That should be hard. When you have completed, what do you mean is not needed?
Then they're sure.
If someone dies here, they're going to take the body therapy stone. That's the question. If someone dies here, they're going to take the body therapy stone. So the ones that those that stay behind have it in the body, up until they take the body away. And then as soon as they take it away, they're not going to go along. So then the avelus begins, because that's considered the clue. The clue is defined as the gemara hikatkus. There's a lot of people with the men, so that's all they're going to do. They're not going to do anymore. That's those who stay behind, as far as they're concerned, that's the Gemara. The Shadow of the that's what's discussed. I like to think Machlech is Achayim. What if they notify a person here that a relative died in a far-off country, and the tour will be tomorrow? It does the Shiva begin right away, and it's not shy to do that. It won't be able to make it to the body. It's physically impossible. You can't see what's happening to it. So that's a big Machlech. So most of the person holds that since he can't do anything about the Kula, so the Shiva begins right away. The Shiva begins right away. He doesn't have any Ani, it's not trying to be with Kula in the Kula at all. It's not going to go to the Levaya. And then the Shiva begins right away. And the minority opinion, but it's a big minority, was what they achieved. And many other Balasianas, and also Litvish and Balasian, a whole group of Zerb in Europe held that's not called Kula. Kula is if you learn the Tapu, if you learn the Tzatik on what? So then when you do the Gemara and Tzatik, when you go to the airport, and that's the end. You went to the Hasidim, and then you got late to into the airport, and then you watch till they take it onto the cargo. When they take it away, so that's the Gemara HaTitum in the
name.
Right, but if you want to topple on anything, then there is no Kvura. So you have to wait, and there's going to be a Kvura. So then the Avela doesn't begin until after the actual Kvura takes place in the follow-up country. That's the Machlokes. I don't think it would have a Dina Zandina. I don't think so. It's physically impossible to do anything. It's not true. You wouldn't have a din of Aminus, you wouldn't have a din of the Shiva wouldn't begin yet. So according to Tzitzit, you would have to observe the Yisuri Avela. You would have the Yisuri Chitza, and everything would be like on Yontav or Halamari, and the Shiva is going to begin later. So the Ramah would say that all the Yisuri Avelas begin right away, until after they notify, until after you know approximately what time the Shiva is going to be in the far off country, then all of the whole Mitzvah Shiva begins, but the Mitzvah also. And according to the Rambam, the Mechaber, no aspects of Avedus would be good. Okay. And this Machlokes observation, one said a strange shock on the stars of the Rambam. Most of what he said, that the Din is Allah has said, I make a Baal, even when you have a Shire to this afternoon. But he said, on this Shire, let's say a person is notified on Tuesday afternoon, that a relative died in a far off place, and it's physically impossible he should go there, South Africa. Not sure if he can't make it to Santa Lechiatru, So there's a machlokes in the Seder Rebbe Kol Balogin, a machlokes Abdelin, whether the Shiva begins right away or it starts later. If the Shiva begins right away on Tuesday afternoon, then it ends next week Monday morning. If the Shiva begins on Wednesday afternoon, then it ends next week on Tuesday morning. So Ramos is already said, Allah did not make a problem, even when Malkin tied to the Shiva. He said the Shiva begins on Wednesday afternoon and it ends on Monday morning. That Allah is a high halakha from Hashem like that. That Allah says, I make a bottle even means when it's impossible. Take the coolest of both ends, even though they contradict me. That's what he said. This is a shock at Amor, a lot of you. It's not like the basket that I'm laying down, the basket that is not like. You have to take one sheet or the other. So most of the basket hole, that's like in the same. Most of the basket hole, that's the other. Let's begin right away. 7 hours. That's the shayla. So most of the person all like our major talk. Most of the people all that the shiva begins right away. We never got to the end of the sentence. We tried to figure out here. Basis had a machlokes with the Rambam, but the hilchos avelos begin taking from the Aryeh from Isha, and nothing begins from after the Kura. So for the Eir Aichel Bot, Leila Shoshinayim, that's neither here nor there. That has nothing to do with hilchos avelos. And all the other is looking for us to be done. We recommend, we encourage that the Menachem should give the students of Bot. That's a separate thing, whatever the nature of the separate thing is. But it's like the Rabbi Natam, that it's a very similar mashach ha-achilot, so it's like the other Rishon, that it's a demonstration of Shah-Simum, that the Nachkeminus is going to the Kodesh Mamarovich. That's a different, that's clearly a different thing. Then Imar goes right there. Imar goes right on the top. Ubi Shabbos, on the third line on the top of Yitzchak and Mal. On Shabbos and Yom, there's no dinner, Aninus, because you can't do the Tvur on Shabbos. If I say nothing, don't do the Tvur. Well, the Shabbos, Mesa, the Yoichol, Bata, the Shaitanayin, everything goes. He doesn't have any dinim of aninus whatsoever. Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees with the Tanakhana. This would say, all Rav Shimon Gamliel means that it's a new member, it has nothing to do with the previous time. Rav Shimon Gamliel on him means that he disagrees with the Tanakhana. Rav Shimon Gamliel on him, it's Rav Shimon Chai Be'evo. Once he's obligated to have Basri Yayin and to fulfill from Mr. Samuel Satero, he's Chai of the Kulam. He's obligated to keep all of Mr. Satero. The same thing?
Yeah.
So what's the difference? Yom Rav Yechon and my Benayu, what does the state of Machlek is the same thing? Tanakhama says, the Chai B'chalam is Hamid, but the Rav Shimon Gamliel says, the Chai B'chalam. So the Gemara, he didn't want to talk, they wanted to speak a lot in the Kiyah. So he didn't want to say what he's fighting about. So they're arguing about, one should have tinnit. Whether he's moved to the Tashmish Amita or out to the Tashmish Amita. So he has been kept up. The Tanayim all agree to Tanakhama, Rav Shimon Gamliel, everybody agrees. The Misha Mason will fill upon us, let's say a relative dies and his food is going to be 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and find out about him, let's say, in the middle of the night, he does the Tashma Shamita, the Ferish, the Ferish of Rice. The Misha Mason will fill upon us, the Tashma Shamita. All the Machlokes is, what if it's Shabbos? So the other aspects of Aninus are listed, Basra Yayin is Mutter, and Chai B'chol HaMitzvot and everything, is Chai B'chol HaMitzvot, what is that Tashma Shamita? So the Tashma Shamita, he's also the Tashmish Hamidah. Rav Shimon Gamliel on Shabbos. Rav Shimon Gamliel also. The Tashmish is Chayav Be'eilu. What's his Chayav? All the other mitzvahs. The Shudas and Batu Yash. He's Chayav Kula and even Tashmish Hamidah. So that's the Machloit. It's what it will be on the weekday. Everybody can agree that Tashmish Hamidah is also. So that's what Tashmish says in White Cotton. Isn't this the Hakach of Brut? And Eshita? That you see that all the Dinam of Avelis begin right away after the Kula. You're going to tell me that nothing begins in... Isn't it doesn't prove that everything begins taken after the Misa? Because if you all like the Rambam, then none of the Dinam of Avelis begins until after the Kura. So why does everybody hold the Tashmish on Misa? On weekdays, we certainly be Yosef. The only Raghav detail, what about Shabbos? What about Shabbos? What about Shabbos? But it's not for the fact that it's Shabbos, Tashmish on Misa would be Yosef. But don't you see the theory is that the Dinam of Avelis begins right away? The Tashmish says no. That's a proof to Tashmish Shita. If they're not for the Chacha, say no. Why is Yosef the boss of the Yain? They're separate Misa. Boss of the Yain has nothing to do with the Hilchos Shiva beginning right away. But there is a separate Easter. Then you can say who are the Nami. The Easter Tashmish Amita are separate Easter. It's not that. It's the Easter Tashmish Amita from Shiva that begins right away in the Shat Gura. The Shat Misa, the Hilchos Avelis. Not. It's just what Shemi Moshe Kaka Ahri Lassoy. But he should demonstrate Shat Simum that he's so aggravated he doesn't enjoy the Bas of the Yayin. Whatever the answer is to him, also it's a separate issue. The Torah is telling it, not the Torah is available. So Tesis themselves bring, they say, Lachor, this is a right to our Shita. And then they're not just not a right. It's a Lachor Lamaita, it's a Machlech, it's a Mechabad and Amo. When all the Hilchah Shiva begin, all those are repeatable, begin right away after the Meat. So no, nothing begins until after the Kura.
Is that an idiot of the Kibbutz Shabbos? I mean, it's supposed to rely on...
No, it's not a Kibbutz Shabbos. But it then
you're not, and it's not a chedek of bringing it to...
Dainik Shabbos, it's Dainik Shabbos.
But it's not a... Something's not buried, it doesn't have to touch your meat, it doesn't have to...
It's not
basically
Dainik Shabbos.
It's not basically
But how do we relate the Kovat HaMelech to the Lulav? Also, the Mosor is the best, change out of bed, that we don't use the Lulav on Shabbat.
Oh, we don't blow Shabbat on Shabbat, because it contradicts the Lulav.
Why should we get away the Kovat HaMelech on Shabbat? Why should we eat, why should we bench, why should we...
He doesn't have a dinner right, his owner has Misha Mekah Mutalafana. Mekah Mutalafana means, he's Mekah to be Mekah on the food. Not Mekah. Mekah is not Mekah. Like Tyson said, the make to the prison, and there's absolutely nothing you can do. Stand on your head and give $1 million, there's nothing you can do. It doesn't have a din of aninus. If there's absolutely nothing you can do, there's no din of aninus. That's what the Gemara says, on Shabbos and Yantar, there's nothing you can do. So she says, unless, they quote the Shabbos, unless you're going to be Masha Chalat Chom, so then late in the afternoon on Shabbos, there is that to do. But then he would have a din of aninus, late in the afternoon on Shabbos, if he claims to be Masha Chalat Chom, this will be done gracefully. If he knows about it, if he's aware of the fact, when they start to move the body to the Gemurah, and then they finish the Gemurah, so on that day, until the end of the day, until the end of the Shkia, following the Gemurah, after the Gemurah, they unless he plans to be Masha Chalat Chum, we don't have that. But Masha Chalat Chum, we don't have that. Yom Kippur is the same. The only shaila is whether you say Kaddish. That's enough like the Kaddish and the Shach and the other day. Because Masha Mekah Mutal the Father is not allowed to say Kaddish. She's not allowed to do any mitzvahs, so she can't say Kaddish. Let's say when they take the R&I, those are available for him to stay behind in New York, and they take the R&I to the airplane, so there's nothing more he can do. So his Avelis ends at that point and Avelis begins. But then the Shach, they should say Kaddish. But sometimes they say Kaddish, sometimes they come to the Kaddish before they take away the order. That's who makes the Mutal the Father. He's forbidden to do any mitzvah. He's forbidden to say Kaddish. He's forbidden to say a bracha. The other bracha he says is Bayonis. So otherwise, not allowed to say any other bracha. The brother that he said when he comes to the cemetery, he also does his death. After the Torah, and the din of Aminus is over, the other people will go with the Levaya, they can say the bracha on the Beit HaKodesh when he comes. The Oinem is not allowed to say any bracha. The only bracha he says is Dainan. He can only say the bracha on the cemetery on his way out. After the Torah is over, then he can say the bracha on Shazam as Kanadim.
With the other
Andre,
make the Molech, his chapel. No, you don't
think it's
the other Hold the Levaya. They can't say a word of Hebrew.
Yeah.
Do we all be allowed to say the Molech?
No. You may get that cover on it to say camera. Some? This is very camera. Yeah, everything. All the time. Maybe because when you shout the din that comes up by Yatollah, if Masru or the Katak, if they hand it over the race to the Chebek Kaddish, and the Chebek Kaddish is going to take care of everything, then he's no longer a din of Misha Meitam Musa Lufana, because he's already finished. He's not going to do anything more, because there's no longer a din of Aninu. So the Chebek has this all the time. The Meitam, the Kuraidah, we're not the Tatum and the Kura. You call up the Chebek Kaddish, and you tell him where the body is, and they take care of it. The Chebek Kaddish takes care. The Meitam, all the Chebek Aninu sleep. So from that time on, they sleep. So there's a big machlokes and achrayim about this. The common minig is that the deal between the Chach Masadim right to the Talmud and Nadi Yehuda. I call them Marib Rabbi and Nadi Yehuda. And this Nekudas is Gara Machlokes and Nadi Yehuda and Chach Masadim. So the minig garlam is that it depends. If it's Masru the Katafin, if you arrange for the Chavak Kaddisha to take care and you don't plan to go to the Levaya, you're finished, you're not going to be in the top of the world this morning. Yeah. So then, the Aninus ends, and the Avelis starts. But if it's not true, the Katov...
Go to the temple.
Oh, okay. Okay, but if it's, let's say, Bayat, it's Masur, the Katosim, the Chavik Kadish is going to take care of it, then the relatives are going to participate later. So there's going to be a few hours that you're absolutely not doing anything. You've already given over to the Chavik Kadish, and then you're not going to do anything until later. But since before, there wasn't an Inyan of Aminus, and later there's going to be an Inyan of Aminus, even in between, you're not doing anything that doesn't have the status of Masur, the Katosim. That's what the Nerdy Huda says. That's the middle ground of the Nerdy. Even if Achmed Sodom disagrees, even if the court of Nerdy Huda disagrees, I'm not talking about this, he's not talking about he disagrees. But I think the Nerdy is not like the Achmed Sodom. Even if the Nerdy Huda, that if the person plans to attend the Leviathan, so since he had a Dinah Aminas before, Dinah Aminas later, and even in between, there's also going to be a Dinah Aminas.
But this thing behind that, folks who are sitting in the show,
it hits the sun, you know. Somebody died, and now you can cover music, but now you don't want to be filled with work.
Yeah.
You have to finish up the work on the show. Or, you can call during the show and talk to them. Which is tough. You're not supposed to do business in the middle of Shiva, and you have no prayer. That's a big problem. I would assume that it's better to do it before than after, because according to the Mechaber, the Rambam, the Dinam of Averus don't begin at all until after the Gvura. Nothing begins just either Tash Mishamitha or the other. Other things are Mutter. But sure, we're not in our senses, but the senses hold that it's the same. It didn't apply before and after. According to the Rambam, none of the Hilchot Averus begin until after the Gvura. But assuming that the Tash is going to have to make a business decision, it would be better to take care of that before the Gvura than to take care of it after. Say this, Brian Horace. Jared cannot know this about the Gemara says, Mandela Kapil, like Kapil. If the person is not nervous, not nervous about the Brian Horace, so the Brian Horace won't be sharing this on me. If the parents are nervous, they don't want to show me the Kapil. See? Just know. Mention about if, let's say, Misha Mason, Luther, the father, and Shabbos is talking about me, and he's fighting all the Misha, that's a Kaddish. But that's not like it's in the thousands. I said, that's not like the thousands in the Shach and the end of your day. The Kaddish says that he should play Kaddish. And the Shach and the Nekudas HaKesem says not so. He says that Enoch and Ami is permitted to say Kaddish, but the Kaddish won't accomplish anything. All right, the Kaddish is the service of Tikkun for the Neshama to be called from Gehenim. He quotes from the Kairos that this whole Tikkun only works after the Kura. Or the Kura doesn't. I don't know why the minig is not so. They're the minig is that they do say Kaddish as soon as they took away the name. Well, man, they didn't take away the name of Tony Shemaitan with all of them. Yes. Another word didn't occur yet. So the fact is that it doesn't make sense to say Kaddish yet. It's a left and a cruel. The minig is that they do say Kaddish. That's machlok they had in the previous shadur. I mean, it's why they're right now. But that whole machlok is only used if the Misa before Rani Sengel. Let's say the Misa was yesterday and the Kura was today. Then the Gemara says he's only also, I think the Gemara is often saying that he's only also in Aseret until after the Kura. He's not also until the end of the whole day.
The first day
until the Kura. The first day until the Kura, whenever it is. And then after is only in the Rabbana. That was a Shver Rashi. Rashi in a few places writes like that. That the din of Aminas is long to be also of Achilas Kotchim and Marzishin and so on. Only applies up until the Kriyas. But that's very sure. That's the status of Martin and Zohar in the second verse of the Kriyas. And the Megillah is on the Rashi and Megillah. So again, speaking of Martin's Zohar. Sometimes they have it if it's not the same day. So at least it was yesterday, it's worse today. The Ring of Martin's Zohar says, it was only up until the Kriyas. It's not until the Kriyas.
not after the food.
They have this at dinner week and they've done for the Shabbos. It's an Indian of...
What's the Indian of?
Indian because they're...
When a person davens Myra, if I know that, then a third Shabbos before he has the Otsar.
What
if it comes out of Shabbos? Because a lot of say that is not there any other real Kiyos.
What is the Kiyos? Comes out of Gondor. But it's... I have to read out the Shabbos. And Gondor
says Shabbos is... What is Shabbos
is Gondor? Third Shabbos is Gondor. You don't make stone because... why don't you use stone? Why don't you use the Shabbos?
What you say?
From Yantar. From Shabbos and Yantar,
don't use them.
Because then the Shabbos is Yantar.
Maybe
you should wait for Mashiach?
I don't know what the limit is based on.
Of course,
I think that Mr. Rabbi, not exactly saying it's not based on anything.
Sure.
It says that davening the oval in the middle of the Aveilus, in the middle of the first year, davening the Ein Kaddish on Matzoi Shabbos, that's special in you. Because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the Neshama, even the Neshama to Angeren, they leave Gehenna for Shabbos, and then on Matzoi Shabbos, they go back into Gehenna. The whole idea of reciting Kaddish is to be told the Nifta from Gehenna. So on Matzoi Shabbos, it's a special man. The Ramah says you should take Kaddish. I'm going to use the Kaddish all week long.
Yeah.
But the Ramah has different hogans. So some are only the doctor to take Kaddish on Matzoi Shabbos, but down for another on Matzoi Kaddish, on Matzoi Shabbos. But the Davin, the Matzoi Shabbos, before the Yotzai, and the Sadachan don't know exactly what that meaning is. It's offensive. Is he allowed to do it on Yom Tov? I don't think he has anything to do with Abel. Some should say that. Some should not hire. That's what I'm saying.
I would assume that, yeah.
And if you got my foot on it, I'm going to get your hiding. I'm going to get your hiding. It's just a very good struggle that
the Shabbos,
the last time
that the Shabbos... Shabbos fell away. That was the Shabbos, the Shabbos.
So, 3 years...
That's the Yartzeit. That's the Yartzeit for the Nisiyas, the Nisiyas Misham and Seder.
Yeah.
That's the first advice by Santa Thursday. He said, when was the Nisiyas Misham on Thursday? No. But the Nisiyas Misham and Seder was the Matzoi Shabbos before. So that's also a Yartzeit. Every person who died, there are two Yartzeits. The day that Igini died, and the last Matzoi Shabbos before, the Pierce Nisham of the Nisham Yartzeit. It's a Chilam of Yartzeit. Okay. So look at the first time of Yartzeit on Yom Tov. You got it on them.
No, but then the Yom Tov is not the first. You shouldn't say
that and
go away then.
It
doesn't go away.
But then you have to do that when the person died. The person died was Matzoi Shabbos, was a Yom Tov, something like that. It doesn't depend on that. It should depend on the day of the month. It should depend on the last Matzoi Shabbos. No, no. Minhag. Yeah, Minhag. Rashi writes, we learned already, on the bottom of Yud-Zayin on the page, Rashi writes that one of the halachas of the Yadunas is the last line on the daf, Enim Mubarak, Enim Mubarak, Enim Mubarak, Rashi says he won't say Amaisi. Rashi says he doesn't have to say Amaisi, in fact, it's forbidden to say Amaisi. We mentioned that one of the Rishayim disagrees with Rashi, and the Baruch means that he doesn't say Shrikas al-Mazim, but Hamaisi he has to say. Baruch HaShalom for now, you're obligated to recite, because the Shalom HaMahalas for the Olam HaZeh, but Baruch HaShalom is forbidden to eat any food without a Baruch, and the Kainan is only relieved, is only parted from this, and the intercessive, it is not relieved from violating HaZeh, it's by eating traitors to eat food without a Baruch. And we don't talk like that, the Shulchan Aruch, we don't even quote that sheet, because one of the Baalei HaTeis, there's a place of cold ball. Not the Kol Baal Avedos, that was by a rabbi from Columbus. Ohio, no, but it's a Kol Baal, one of the Baal Yassets, one of the late Baal Yassets. So the same for Kol Baal, he writes that Pshat Eid of Allah means he doesn't bench, but because Anen is obligated to him. So we assume that it's not so, that the Pshat is, Anen of Allah Mazeh Bloy Brocha is raised by Nisa, I raise a Mu'am means it's an Nisa because he is obligated to fulfill a Mitzvah of reciting a Brocha. So when he's in a state of Anidus and he's exempt from keeping the Mitzvah, then what do not mean that he doesn't, that he's not obligated to recite a Brocha, and maybe it's forbidden to say a Brocha. So Shabbos sometimes is difficult to be covered whether it's an Yisr or a Mitzvah. We discussed, let's say, sitting in Sukkah, and Mishnah Berurah calls the Machlokes Achronim. Sitting in Sukkah, let's say, a Chalamoid, and if Mishnah makes a move to the front of him, he's hungry. He wants to eat a sandwich. So he's not going to stay in Milabai, it's going to be this afternoon. A Chalamoid Sukkah, the light's going to be 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's 12 o'clock, and he's starving, he didn't eat the whole morning, he has to eat a sandwich. So he has to wash without saying a brach on the Sukkah Kedayim. And he doesn't say how much he before he eats, and he's not going to bench after he finishes eating. But besides, what about eating in Sukkah? So he says, there's an Issa to eat Sukkah. He's not out of the eyes of the Issa, so he sits in the Sukkah. But he doesn't sit in Sukkah for the sake of fulfilling the Mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. He doesn't say a brach. You only say a brach when you fulfill a Mitzvah. You don't say a brach when you say with an electric shaver because you're not violating the Hashem Shanta Sana not to shave with a razor. You don't say a Dorach Hashem Shanta Sana Shalala Shalala Kachut Tzuke. You don't say a Dorach Leishabatuke. Leishabatuke is not literally, or even about Lazulis. So should you say he has to eat the silke but to eat Lacha? Or should you say no, you're not? Oh, or should you say that he has to eat in the house because eating chutzpah sukkah is not an aveira? It's not an easer. It's a mitzvah to eat the sukkah. The main is to eat chutzpah sukkah in the battle of mitzvah. Like if a person doesn't like film. But an aveira is not an aveira. It's a people on mitzvah. That's a big machloikir. Is eating chutzpah sukkah considered an aveira? It's an easer essay? It's not an aveira. It's only a key in essay. One who eats chutzpah sukkah is the battle of mitzvah.
Wouldn't the fact that a woman doesn't have to eat the sukkah mitzvah?
That's a very good time. That's why I point out that women are only part of the mitzvah. That's why I point out that women are only part of the mitzvah. But he said that saying women are not okay. You know there's not one because the past is like that. That is what it is. Yeah. That is not a mitzvah at all. But it's a binding mitzvah. That's a good right. Yeah, the Minchasina says not so. Minchasina holds that by Sukkah there are two aspects. There's an Easter essay and there's a Kiyum essay. Rabbi Yosef Sengel has a fight against him. Saying for us in the writer. He quotes the Minchasina and explains about it. And then he says he doesn't think that the whole thing is right. So this he just said, I'm also held that it wasn't Easter essay. There is no Easter essay. He says the Kiyum essay is Easter essay. It's not about various things. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Machlokes. He's right. Start with Sinai for Nashim. So we ask him that he's not that any mitzvah that he cut from he's forbidden to fulfill, he's forbidden to say on it. Not even allowed to say it. So let's say they tell him on the Torah Shabbos, that a relative dies. So he's not allowed to say Havdalah. So even if someone else has Havdalah, he's not supposed to listen, he's not supposed to say on it, he's not allowed to ask Havdalah not to say without saying on it. He's not allowed to add it into the answer. What did he do? What did he do tomorrow? That's a big machlokes, it's a rush. Only as a shadow. What did he do tomorrow? The guy in the clue is going to think Sunday morning. Does he say Havdalah Sunday afternoon? Does he say Havdalah? He can say Havdalah after he's going to have a costume. So that's the machlokes that the rush holds. So some is trying to hold. And when you have Havdalah up until Tuesday afternoon, that's when you were Mechuyev in the original Zman, and you didn't do it, so it's a din of Tashlumin. But if you want Mechuyev at all, then it's not din of Tashlumin. And others say, no, that's not a din of Tashlumin. That's called Lata Shabbat, so that's called Mechuyev Shabbat. Let's say they did the Kfura at 10 o'clock at night on Mechuyev Shabbat. And he comes back and he starts shiva at 10:30 at night. He says, you can't say Havdalah. The Mechuyev to say Havdalah is the first moment after Mechuyev Shabbat. And the rest is Tashlumin. No, Matzoi Shabbos is his man. So a group of Rishonim say, Matzoi Shabbos is not Matzoi Tuesday night, it's Matzoi Shabbos. And other Rishonim say no, the Bahad is only saying no. You say Havdalah all day Sunday, that's called Matzoi Shabbos. So if the Kvura takes place on Sunday, and it's still before Shki on Sunday afternoon, Abadi says Havdalah, that's the original Zman of the Riyah. But if the whole day the Kvura takes place on Sunday night, so then reciting Havdalah on Monday or on Tuesday up until Shki, that's only the Kvura Tashlumin. And you can't have Tashlumin because he wasn't Mechuyev in Yisrael's Zman. That's a Machlokes. It's the same shadow, let's say, you heard it didn't dive in Meiris. And then the Kvura takes place, didn't have a Shabbat, whatever, and then the Kvura takes place later. So you have to do Tashlumin for the last Tzivu HaSmukha or not. But the rest of the day he also doesn't put on film. But then the next day he does put on film. Comes out he didn't listen to him at all. On the first day he put on film before he found out about the Kvura. And then the Kvura occurred on the same day. And the rest of the day they are unable to have the next day. But he does put on film. If the Lisa was, let's say, on Tuesday and the Kvura was on Wednesday, That we mentioned last week, that's a big machlokes in the Geonim. The Ramban of the Torah and caught the machlokes in the Rishonim and the Geonim. And the Achrayim have the machlokes. Most of the Rishonim and the Geonim hold l'aloche that the Ovel is not permitted to put on tefillin, Ovel Yamishan is not allowed to put on tefillin, even if the Yom HaKvur is not the same as the Yom HaMishan, even if it was the next day. And a group of Spartish Rishonim hold not so, the Ramban explains. There is a group in the Chabad that is like the Rambam and the Rishon and Goyim that they are the Mishan is their right but that's only provided that it's Yom HaMishan of HaKvura. If the Kvura is on the same day as the Mishan, first we die on Thursday. And the Kvura is on Thursday before the Shemir, so the Avelis, the rest of the day, the meal of Avelis is their right. So when it's Avelis, their right, then you don't put on Tzimah. But if it's not the Yom HaMishan of HaKvura, the Mishan was one and the Kvura is the next day, then even the Machabra holds that the Avelis, the Yom HaMishan is only the Rabbanon, so all of the mission is only the Rabbanon, so the Ramban calls the day that then he would put on film. The only time he said, oh, the mission is the near film is when the Avedic mission is the right. Within the Mechaber. So within the Mechaber, who fasted like the reason the Rambam that Avedic mission is the right, if it's the Yom HaMishan, that's what there is a deal in Rishonim, in the Nachrenim, whether that's relevant for film. Now look at the Rabbanon, the mission is the near film, the Rabbanon, the near film. Is defined as double Yamishan with Avedic Yamishan the right? Well, no, that means double Yamishan, but later on, what passes? The Ashkenazi, what passes? They're all Avedic from the Rabbon. Even Avedic Yamishan, even if it's Yamishan, it's also from the Rabbon. So the whole Machlokes doesn't begin, it doesn't get off the ground, that's the Ramban right. It's not just the Machlokes, so most, only Ashkenazi passes like the Rabbon, that there is no Avedic Yamishan the right. So as far as we're concerned, it's not just to make such a thing. In those communities where they say that embroidered community that they follow the tradition of those that if it's not the Yom HaMishan V'Akvura that you do put on tefillin, that's because they have certain traditions that come from the Spardish Epochim. They follow the Pesach of the Mechaber. The Spardish Epochim, the Mechaber, and the Rambam and they have a lot of Pesachim that they follow the Mechaber and the Spardish Epochim. They're working on the premise that Avedic Yom HaMishan is their answer, and within that sheet that the Ramban quotes that it's trying to say that you only don't put on tefillin But that whole machlokes is only within the sheet of Tamachabe that there exists such a concept of Avedic Yom HaMishan as
well.
No, but it's died the day before. So that's the other night. It's not the same day. So that's the machlokes. Whether the cell the next morning when he goes to put on Tumah Malanga, the next day he has to his own somewhere in Batera, does he put on Tumah the next day or not? That's the machlokes. About the respect,
the father can't say the bracha.
The father can't say the bracha like this big shot on the minister. Someone else says the bracha. That's not like if the Rambam and the Rishon. What if the father is not here? We have a normal case. The woman is divorced. The woman is single, whatever, and asking him, not divorced. The husband is not around. So do you recite the bracha like this in the Bisha? So the Rambam holds law that you only recite the bracha like this in the Bisha, Shalom Aminu. The father says that bracha, no one else can say. Now, our practice is like the Rishon. Then the father is not there, someone else says the bracha. Yeah, Dominic, someone else says the bracha. But the father can't say.
Is there a consideration of doing the
with respect to this issue? I don't think so. So you're not meaning. You're not meaning. You have to take care of the Brit Mila. The father was unable to participate because he's in Aninus or something. So, come back game on. You have the Brit Mila without the father. If he's not enough, the Brit Mila won't do it. We didn't get the money. Someone said nothing.
Okay.
Well, then the next time we'll have to start it in the
house. Okay.
I'm going to go to the next one.